I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Several Christian groups in India have come together and petitioned the Supreme Court. They're saying the government has failed to protect the Christian community from rising violence. For instance, in late August, a group of people attacked a Christian church in Punjab state, setting the pastor's car on fire. Abhijit, a partner with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says,
"You talk to any Christian worker or believers who are new believers, they will tell you definitely they have no freedom. When they try to do any big events, like in their own village or church, and then you see the people opposing it."
Media outlets regularly blame Muslim or Christian minorities, saying they're hurting India's national identity. Join us in asking God to strengthen believers in India. And we told you earlier about Cyprus Bible Church's mission trip to South Africa. The church teamed up with E3 partners for the journey. Tony Svensson says they had the goal of planting churches in the township of Motherwell.
"We don't just go in and share the gospel in communities and say, good luck. Bye. Our goal is to establish a repeating model of, you know, what does it look like to be made to multiply and casting a vision for reaching an entire community. When we first partnered with Motherwell, they wanted to plant two churches in a community of 500,000.
But Svensson and the team had a bigger vision for Motherwell than just two churches. They trained the first church in January of 2020. 2 years later, that church had 32 small groups meeting throughout the community. Ask God to raise up leaders for these churches and communities in Motherwell. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.